Queenslanders will be able to access the name, photo and year of birth of child sex offenders on a public register by December. The new laws, dubbed Daniel's Law in memory of Sunshine Coast schoolboy Daniel Morcombe, will be passed today. It comes ahead of Day for Daniel and the Walk for Daniel tomorrow. The state government has also announced it'll give the Daniel Morcombe Foundation $1.5 million over the next 3 years to deliver its child safety lessons.
Instead of them standing in front of children in every school, doing it online is something that's so important and gets to many more students. So it's all about safety. I was also made it very clear to them that in their new roles as ambassadors for the foundation, I wanted to give them certainty in terms of their funding, and that's why we said it's not going to be year on year. We extended it for 3 years.
Education Minister John Paul Langbrook there. A new Biwar social housing project will be completed by Christmas next year. The 8 one-bedroom and 16 two-bedroom units being built on Biwar Parade will provide accommodation for 40 residents with close access to the train line, medical and other services. The project is in cooperation with Coaster Bay and the Cubby Cubby Aboriginal Corporation. New cutting-edge check-in technology will be installed at Sunshine Coast Airport, and it's designed and manufactured right here in Australia. Elenium Automation will supply the new 18 self-service kiosks and 10 automatic bag drops as part of the terminal redevelopment. The system will improve airport check-in times and reduce departure terminal congestion by up to 60%. And it's taken a few weeks, but Robert Irwin has finally got his highest score so far on this season of Dancing with the Stars in the US. The 21-year-old swapping his khaki for a black smouldering look for his latest performance to Sweet Dreams. The judges giving the Argentine tango a 38 out of 40 score.